Dalad and Gittin, Zion Shvat Hetov Shalom, test February 4th, 1979, on Sunday.
Daik from Rashi, 2 hours. 2 basic hours. First of all, we saw that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rashi and the Shita of Gimel, that if it is Chutz Gomel, so then we can apply the Loch HaZoch Lom Shom Yifon of Yim Bal Kol. That's 1 hour. But that has its limitations. Only 2 limitations. 1 limitation is only if it is chus gomel. What it means chus gomel? Chus gomel means that it is a chus on its own. On an ideal level, it is chus. Matone is not a chus on an ideal level. Matone really on an ideal level is a chayv. It's a big chayv to accept gifts. But people are not in the madrege to have this kind of attitude. So the mele, but if a person does understand that he refuses to accept the matoneh, so the mele, it's not his chus. But where it is gomel, like shichu, it's an atzme chus. On an ideal level, it is chus. So even bal kocha, it's considered his chus, and we can apply the aloche of zochman shalifono, even bal kocha, of the beneficial. Then there is another limitation. Because Geus is also a schus mitzad atzmei. I mean, that's the biggest schus mitzad atzmei at an ideal level. But he do yachil limches. So the answer is, over there we cannot say zochman shon fono bal kochei, because there is a special aloha that Geus is not chal bal kochei. Mashiach came by shichu, shichu can take effect bal kochei. Suppose the Odin himself would hand over the shtal shichu to the Eved. Even if he doesn't want to be mishucha, he can be mishucha. So the mele, he can be mizake al vishliach also. But many rishayim, if not most rishayim, achili kande on the Rashi shite. But Rashi shite appears to be in accordance with the Rashi shite. And this is chelik. That's one aloha that we omidayik from Rashi. Then we omidayik another aloha from Rashi that is contrary to what the Tzei says, the Simen Reish Mem Gimel, what Rabbi Yisrael Harif says in the Mekir Yeshua, Simen Chof Gimel, and what the Mekeres HaMishneh says in Perek Aleph Hilchos Gerashim. They all say the same thing. I mean, that's called by Achreinim, I mean, it's called Zochim Leyodom Amrinom, Zochim Meyodom Loyakum. Now, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Pesach is explicitly chilik on the chite, and he holds that Zochim Meyodom also Amrinom. And he says that if somebody, let's say, has chometz, and he happens to be in Midrash Hayam, so a friend of his can sell Erev Pesach the chometz to a goy. This is Zochim Meyodom. In other words, it's not that he through Zochim, he invests a certain person with title, but he divests title from a certain person through Zochim. He divests the title that the Jew had in the chometz. So, since it is chus, so normally we do not say it. Normally we do not say it that because it's not his chus. What kind of his chus is it? If it's a matone, it's his chus. Because he has nothing to lose, everything is a matone. And even though it's a matone is here, but most people are not on that level. So the melee is everything to gain, nothing to lose. So it is chus. But to take away a chepetz from a person, that's not his chus. That is chus. But in the case of chutz erev pesach, then it's definitely his chus. Because it will be also banoi. It will be also banoi. So the Magen Avraham passes that you can do it. According to the Ktzeis, you can do it. Now, so we saw from this Rashi, that Rashi does not agree with the Ktzeis Chidesh. Because the Rashi says, why can't we say Zochim regarding the Isho? If the Mikadesh says to Ishliach, if the Mikadesh says, Tein Shtavdushin Zer Reisho Plainis, whom he wants to be Mikadesh, so then he can be Chayzer. So Rashi says, he cannot be Zeichim the Dushin for Isho, because Dushin is a schuz, it's a Chay, she becomes also a Kulao. Didn't she mean that if Gdushin had been his chus, so then he could be Zeicha the Ishe. The Gdushin is for the Ishe. But she is the Das Makne. She is the Das Makne. He is the Kene in Gdushin. So he is the Das Makne. So even if it had been his chus, he should still say We still couldn't say Zochin, and Rashi bases it exclusively upon the fact that the income schusulo, the osalakula alme, umishimahishtori mishaimen esel. So it's a raya from this Rashi that he rejects the Chiddush of Etzes. There is a big simen in Achiezer, Chaneza, and he is basically Ktseis Chiddush. But the Ktseis Chiddush, while from Rashi it appears that he doesn't agree with it, but the Rashbo, Lidor apparently agrees with that Chiddush. The first line, Nidori, has an abai. Iboyo, hatere mishalei al shol chavere. So, you're taite oilon. Oilon. So, if someone is taite mishalei al shol chavere, can he do it? Shalom mi taite or not? Mi amrin o kim nishus eloi. Lo itor das, o dilu o mitzvah delei, vinichal elemem. So the Gemara has an abaye, a total. In other words, can Shimon use his own peres in using his own peres? He says true on the quap of Ruben. Now, who proves anything? Because his peres become misuken, and whose peres are declared as promo? Are they taken away? His own. So he has everything to gain and nothing to lose, Ruben. So it's Ochel Odom, Shalom Bifonov. Oidil Mono. It has an element of detriment of Chayim. Because maybe Ruvain wants to be Mikhaim the Mitzvah himself. He doesn't want that somebody else should have the Mitzvah. He should have the Mitzvah on his parents. So maybe it's that issue. The question arises, why does the Gemara as the Abaye only in connection with Atir Mishalei al Shachaveire? Atir Mishalei al Shachaveire, why doesn't the Gemara ask the same question in regard to Atir Mishalei al Shachaveire? After all, I mean, Ruben cannot, Otto Bershi asking him. So, Ruben has to take off Tumis of Maizres. He cannot avoid taking off Tumis of Maizres. So, Murevshia, if we don't say, Nichalei, Linish Lebebe Mutzle, If we don't say nichalei linish lemevet mitzvah, so then he should be able not only to be teirei mishalei al shavirei, mishalei al shavirei too. Shimon should be able to take off truma from Ruben's peres as truma on the peres. He can't avoid it. So there are some rishonim who say that in regard to Mishal Chavir al Shavirei, there is no shayla that he cannot do it. Why? Because it's certainly not considered as a shus. It's certainly not considered as a shus. Why? Because maybe Ruvein wants to patter to misake in the Kri with Chitachas. After all, there is aloche. Chitachas, Chitachas is a Kri. So maybe the Eved, it becomes misuke. Maybe this is what Ruvein wants to do. So maybe it's not considered as a shus. Mashinke. Mishalei. So in other words, so he is mafsit. Ruvei. I mean, all the peyre is over in the book of Chita Achas. From Chita Achas till Achas Mishishim or Achas Mechamishim or Achas Ma'aboy. Whatever he is mafsit. So it's certainly not considered shus. But when it's Mishalei or Shavei, then he's not mafsit Ruvei anything. On the contrary, he is everything to gain. So then it's a shayla. The Rashbo raises the same question. The Rashbo, why does the Gemara only raise the question in connection with Mishalei al Shavire, not in connection with Mishalei al Shavire? And the Rashbo doesn't give the terrors. He doesn't give the terrors. He gives another terrors. So that's why we are not going to be able to do this. So we are going to be able to do this. אולי ניחלה, אלו גזירס הכוסי, דימאתם לדעתכם, השולחכם לדעתכם, ותדע לך, שהרעים אל החבר יצאים ותרעים לי, והולך ומוציא תורום, למען דום החזוק כאין שלי הכסיס לחוסי, אמרו נקודש פרקם לחורום שאין תורום, לדעו מי נשאחים לשום, והולך ותורם, ונחמונה אומר, אתם גם אתם, מה אתם לדעתכם, השולחם לדעתכם, ואף גם דוסם ניחלה שתקנה סקירייה, ויש לי מהביטי רמשלי על שחבר ישענת, דוי בינון שלוחה לדייטי, אלו בתירה משל בלטרי על בלטרי, אבל בתירה משלי על בלטרי, כאילו שאין משל בלטרי, לא בינון שלחוס עם אמש, ואין אדוב אותו לו אלו יסחוס עלוי, וזוכנו עודם שלו יפונו, אוי לא אף סחוס עלוי, למי צריך נאף שעוד את זה. So the Rashba says that in the case in connection with משל חביר על של חביר, so then there is no shaila that he couldn't do it. That would even if it would be Jesus. Let's say, you know, I mean, or I get it, maybe he wants to patter it, Bechito Achas. Suppose we know that this man, this Jew, always, I mean, in the course for 50 years, he has always been Mafish Trumo Ba'ai Yofen, Echon Ma'boy. So we know, I mean, that he is not the type of a person who wants to reduce, you know, the Trumo to a minimum, Bechito Achas. He always is Mafish Ba'ai Yofen. So even in such a case, we can say. But then again, we can say that, in other words, when can we, there is another teretz that we could say, besides the teretz, that is also mentioned. That the one teretz that is mentioned, that the Gemara doesn't tell the Abaye in connection with the Atirim Shachavir al Shachavirei, because that's definitely not his roots, because maybe he wants to patter it to the Chito Achas. But then there's another teretz mentioned. The Gemara even in connection with Mishavi al Shachavirei. The Gemara has an alternative. Maybe it's not his schus, because mitzvah delayiv in the Chalil Evdei, some the Melech, but there is another alternative. Since it's his schus, he has everything to gain, some the Melech, it remains his schus, in spite of, so we do not say that he wants himself to do the mitzvah. Some the Melech, when can there be a suffix? Maybe he himself, maybe he doesn't want himself to do the mitzvah, and he prefers that somebody else should be mafish when he has to gain. But if it's mishachavira, shachavira, so what does he gain? So what kind of a favor does Shimon do him? On the contrary, he deprives him of the mitzvah, bigupe. So in such a case, there are no two alternatives. When does the Gemara have two alternatives? If it's mishachavira, shachavira. But if it's mishachavira, shachavira, so the Baal HaKli gains nothing. So the fact that he is deprived of being the kind of mitzvah bigufe, that itself is a detriment. The Gemara considers that Svore as an alternative, even in connection with Mishalei al Shachavirei. But in connection with Mishal Chavir al Shachavirei, so it goes without saying that mitzvah delay will be nechalvet. But the Rashba doesn't say that. So the Rashba says that in connection with Shechavir HaShol Chavirei, then it doesn't make any difference, schus or not schus, even if it's a schus. So we know it's Nichalei. So he mentions the example. Suppose Rubin says to Shimon, go and be mafish frumo on my crop. And then Levi overheard it. So then, and Shimon didn't do it. Even though he was appointed explicitly by Rubin to be mafish, a trumo and maisves on the crop of Rubin, Shimon didn't fulfill his nichas. But Levi overheard it, so Levi was mafkish. So then the Gemara says that the Trumo is no Trumo, even though we know that he wants he should be mafkish. The answer is, since there is a loche of atem tamate, the Rabbi Mate says to the Rabbi Shulchachem, so the Mele, it requires explicit shlichus. And since Levi was not explicitly appointed in the Shliach, so he cannot do it. But the question is, how about the halacha of Zochnot Shul Yifarot? The answer is, that's the Pshat in the Rashba. Here, the Rashba Shiti here is, that we do not say Zochim Meyodom, we only say Zochim Meyodom. So, Mimele, in the case of Mishachyal Shachavirei, then it doesn't take away anything from who? Doesn't play anything. He just gives him. He's misaking his crop, that's all. And he doesn't take away. Even the chitachas, he doesn't take away from the crop. So the melech, the shayli is it his schus or is it not? But if it is exposed, so if by the water, so on so forth, machine things are not available, then it's all in the other. You do not think of the other. But if it's explicitly designated in Shia, then there's a lot of shlichas. But we do not apply the law of Zohar and Shulchan. So that's probably the pshat. That's probably the pshat in the Rashi. So in other words, and that question is whether there is a halacha, whether we say Zohar Meyodom or we don't say Zohar Meyodom, there is a machlekes between Rashi here and the Rashi. Now, the Rashi, there is a certain stira in the Rashi in connection with Mizuyah Kedir. Now, Tesves that Dalet mentioned that the reason is why Mizuyah Kedir is possible in Rabbanon. Because if, let's say, the Shtar has a Yechsime, let's say, Krebi, Hayim attempted a Yechsime Alishi. Trick is great, and it is Nimsab, it is in Israel, so it's possible. Why? Because Dilma also is Mishmachalai. What is Dilma also is Mishmachalai? Maybe the Mikabu Matone, who has Ishtar Matone, the signatories of which are claiming two brothers, and it was Nimsab, it is in Israel, maybe he'll produce it before Besen, he'll present it for Besen, and Besen will not know that these two signatories are brothers-in-law to each other. So the melee Benson will be made to the Sode on the basis of that Shtar, even though it's Kedin, because the fact is, we know that it was Nimzav Nidim Sil Yisroel, or still, Elas, Avot Isha Bevar Emes, Elas is still a discussion. So that's the law. In other words, we're not allowed to act on the basis of a Poseleides, even though it ends. So that's probably what he said was about. Probably the Gemara in Shuas, the Aflamed Aleph, the Gemara in Shuas Eidus, the Gemara says, Minayim le'eid, she yidea v'chaveire ishu posp, she osea li'itztarif yide, ulohoi yidei v'semes, she nemet v'asher atil. Let's say, suppose Ruvain saw that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Levi. And Yehuda also saw it. But Ruby knows that Yehuda is a Rosh, but nobody else knows it. He cannot puzzle him, because that, to puzzle him later, he requires to act to aid. And Ruby is the only one who knows that Yehuda is a Ganep, he's a Malibribis, and so on. So the halacha is, the question is, can Ruby join Yehuda in testifying that Ruby borrowed $1,000 from Shimon? So he could say yes, why not, after all. He knows that Yehudi is testifying the truth together with him. So it's Allah Nayim Lechabe Lei Cheyidea Lechabei Lei Shu Post Shu Rosh Shu Gazel. That's the Rosh Maimon. Shu Gazel. Shu Rosh Alitz Tarif Yimei Shenemu Valdu Shekapir. So that comes within Midva Shekapir. That's his special Allah. Special Allah. So in other words, we are not allowed to be Meitzi Momin on the basis of an Eidus that is Abdim Postle. Even though it says, so in Meile, this Shtamatone, without any Misire, it's possible. It is only valid because of the Misire. But, even Kamatone will present that Shtamatone that has the signatories, Krivi, so then Besden will not require that he should produce any Misire who will testify orally. But Besden will take it for granted that the Misire, the themselves, actually, they wouldn't know that they are brothers-in-law. So the Mele, the Chachomim puzzled that even with the Misir. Because Dilma also missed the Halaya without the Misir. This is how Tesves explains the Psul of Mizuyah Kedir. Now, Ashi, that Tes of the Beis, when he says like this, V'rablez ha'idu ma'id Misir ha'ikaz, ve'im tzolch v'achta m'get, v'chri kosav k'ro v'kos v'achta m'sa get k'sinu v'achta m'sinei, ומסליס משקוט פיסים בין ישראל, ואשמיל ומסליס מיר בדם זוים תיכי, ומסיידים פסורים שהוא פוסט, ויעבו גם תיקח שאין מסירה, ואין פסורים דרבונום, זה ידיר מוסלם, מי ישמח עליי, בלו יהיה מסירה. So doesn't the Lashon of Rashi indicate, like this is Pshat, that the Drabonon, the Gzeire, is not deal me also the Mismach Alaye. He'll choose them as a Mesire. But maybe he'll rely on the Shtar without the Mesire, like this is the Dabar. This is what Rashi says. Vibes when the Rabbonim. Zeire, till most of the Mizvah Allah, you below you in the Mizvah. We hear Akshar of Mizvah, you have the Chsima of Isad Eklau, but in the Ari the Chsima. And the Ari the Mizvah, so then it's supposed to be Rabbonim, because of Zeire, maybe Bezn will be same and the Chsima without the Mizvah. Like the Mizvah's Dabdal. But let's see Rashi the Fiyut. Rashi the Fiyut says, he can be my Shemis Mokki, כל אם אתה נקמה בשיטוס את הרב לזה קוי, ומת הרבון הוא לא דפס, דיל בעושר למספח, אך סומי ולא ישראל בפניהם, ויוסר רב שינו למימה, עם שמס מבוקים, דמתיכו ממהם, שאין ישראל נקרואים באיזה שמס, לא בהם מזוי הפתיכם, דימי דה רב לזה, וכל על מיד הדין מתיכו ממהם, ולא עושר למספח עליי, ולא יהיה למסיר. ולא יהיה למסיר. So he says, oh, ומת הרבון הוא דפס, דיו בו עושה למסמך החסומי, קוראים אתה נקמה בשיטו של רבי זקוי, ומדרבו הוא דפס, דיו מי, עושה למסמך החסומי מול מי שרי בפני, so here I mentioned another time, not the time of Tezvez Davdalet, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Dachsime without any Misire being produced before Bezdin. But maybe people will use the Eidach Sime. They'll think that the Eidach Sime actually, and maybe they'll use them as enemies. So it's a new time. That the Osa Rav Shimon Meima, Yim Shemis Mubokim, the Kichobi Meit, Shem Yisroel Nikroim Beisi Shemes, Lava Yim Yisroel Yitechei, the Meitra Rav Zeh Tolal Miyal Yim Kichobi Meit, Ve Le Osa Mis Mechalaye, Biloi Eidim Yisroel. So again, isn't Rashi says on himself here on Tartes on the base? So he says, "V'chiach shabbos areichem v'chsimo esid eklav." But if the arid v'chsim epsulim, so if epsulim the rabbanim zered duos mechalayim beloyimis. And then when he explains Rav Shimon, he again emphasizes that, in other words, there is no choshe of the mis mechalayim beloyimisire. But when he explains the Tanakame, so there he emphasizes, you must have a mitzvah hachsumim ulmeisrei bifneyem. So is that a stire? So it appears from this Rashi. I think, I mean, this is the obvious pshat of Rashi. There couldn't be any other pshat. Otherwise, Rashi says it himself. First he says, you must have a mitzvah halayim, beloi di misirei klal. Then he mentions, you must have a mitzvah ulmeisrei bifneyem. And then again he says, the Gzeira is Dil Mos and Mismach Alai. What is it? Why is it fluctuating? So it appears that according to Rashi, so they are both done. But according now, on that point is the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon. Both Tanekame and Rav Shimon both agree that there is a psul of Mizuyah Petech. But the machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon is in regard to the case where the signatories have Shemis Mubok, when it's obvious on its face that they're absolute, they're God. When it's obvious on its face that they're absolute, that they're God. So then Tanakame says, even in such a case, there is a psul of Mizuyah Petechei, and Rav Shimon says, in such a case, there is no psul of Mizuyah Petechei. So in the Mele, Rashi, they are both time. According to Tanekame, we have both time, both Zeres. According to Rav Shimon, we have only one Zere. The Zere, maybe he'll rely on the Yachsine without producing the Mesire. Mashiach can become Tanekame, so that two Zeres. One theory is, maybe he'll rely on the Yachsine themselves without producing it in Israel. And according to Rav Shimon, and another theory according to Nekami is, even when there is no Shoshe, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Yachsine without producing it in Israel. But maybe people, common people who don't know any halachas, so will rely upon the Yachsine and they'll use them as in Israel. So that's the reason as why Tanakame and Rav Shimon are here. Because as far as the Chshoshe, maybe Bezdin, the Tesis mentioned Abdallah, maybe Bezdin will rely on the Chshime without requiring the Baal Ashtar to produce a Nisire, So as far as that Choshe is concerned, so it's only Shayeh if it's not Chilizmavot. So then, Bezdin themselves might make a mistake. But if he changes Mivokim, if he changes Mivokim, like Hume, Sabutine, Bashipsoye, Bakitre, Bati, Noki, Mune, the Gemara mentions the names that are typically Gentile names. So when let's say the Mikabel Batone will, if the Mikabel Batone will produce Chotishtar, and then Amdishtar assign such people with names of Hume, Sabutine, Shipsoye, Batu, Naki. So Memele Bezdin will know, and Ed Misira also produced. So Bezdin will know. I mean that we cannot rely on the Shtar itself, and Bezdin will tell that because the Bala Shtar, the Tivis Shtar, you produce Ed Misira. So what should be Cheshish? Maybe a month later he'll go to another Bezdin and will not produce any misirah. And the other Bezdin will make a mistake and will recover the field on the base of the shtar. The other Bezdin is not blind. They'll also see names like Naki and Batu, Ishbashib Soye. So they'll also know they are going. So there is no Choshe. So Memele, in case of Shemis Nuvoki, that Choshe may be Bezdin will rely on the Nechsine and will not require that the Yisira be produced in Bezdin to testify only, is not Shaya. And that's the reason as to why Rav Shimon is Matia, is Bachshia, B'sheitz Mivokim. Because according to Rav Shimon, the only Gzeira is Dilme Osel Mishnachalai on the Nechsine without producing the Yisira. So B'sheitz Mivokim, we don't have such a chash. But Tanekame passes even in such a case. Why? Because of Gzeira, Shemis, So, but in respect to whom can we have such a chashe that if we allow Shemis Mivoki, so then people will legitimize, will declare Shemis Mivoki also as legal, as legitimate. Common people, not Bezdin. Bezdin will never make such a mistake. Bezdin will never equate an aide who has a typically Gentile name. Bezdin will never equate an aide who has a name that could be Jewish and not Jewish with an aide who has a typically Gentile. Bezdin will never make that mistake. Just people, common people might make the mistake. So, in order that Bezdin should rely on the Nechsime without producing the Nechsime, without the Nechsime being produced. So Bezdin has to make the mistake. Bezdin will never make such a mistake. But there is another thing. If we allow Shemi Shemi Mavoki, so then, there is another thing. Maybe Dilme Osel Mishma Chavayu Mei Shemi Fleyer. And then, so that is not Moshe to Bezdin. That's Moshe to people. So the Balifon themselves, there is a choice about calling themselves if we allow Vishtar. So then, in another case, they will use the same Eidim as in Mishir too. They saw, I mean, Bezdin declared it as good, as valid. So, they are competent Eidim. Why can't they be used as in Mishir? So that's the machlekes between, Tanakam and Roshim. So now we understand, you see. When he says like this, Rav Lezer in Dovah in Mishirik Arse. So here he explained the din of Mishirik Teichei according to the old Talmud. That is not only the Machlekes. So there we mention the Talmud that is not only, that is not controversial. What, which Gzeira is not controversial? That's Gzeira Dilme also Mishnah Halayu without the Mishnah. That's not a controversial Gzeira. Everybody agrees to that. But when he explains, so then he says, Gleima Tanakam Mishnah Sera Bezakoy, Umdrabole Pasna, Dilme also Mishnah Hachsumi, Umeisra Mephneim, but when he explains the Tanakam Mishnah, that even Vashem is Mubokim, is possible. Then we cannot base it upon the Choshe. Dilma also Mispach Alay without the Mishire. He has to base it upon the Choshe of Dilma also Mispach. Bifnei the Mishire. Bifnei the Mishire. He also has to remember that if she is not working, the Chovime, she is so in the coin, is a shameless, Lava and Mizu Tilchen, the Mader of Lezer. Now, in explaining of Shimon, so again he reverts back to the town of Dilma also Mispach Alay without the Mishire. But in explaining that the Kame, and that the Kame's deen, the deen machine is provoking its fossil. He cannot base it upon the Xere, upon the Xere of Dilma also Mispach Alay without the Mishire. Because if there is only that one Zere, then Bashem is provoking that Zere is not Chaya. So he explains it on the basis. I think that's the plain pshat in Rashi. Now, so Mimele, if so, so we can deduce a certain other. Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi says like this. Hoche Kassim. Elu kikotoni mil tzeles abigdushin. Kali vakim pachin alilu, hi kemi chubem lishmo. Koi tish nepsu lirai, so kikotoni, elu imi mil tzeles abigdushin, lu kikotoni. Kemi lishmo, mechub, lagis nam, mishto abigdushin. Kik nachsibi yosun beisi, boi zoi shach, kisik samayu, lezie. Avu kifan nechta, lezeles abigdushin. Kamti der Rabbonen bauen mir, wie die Dilma aus dem Bau bauen, Posele. Wenn die Kussi nahmen, die Kosse begrüßen. Der Heide Arsch, der Begit, nahm den Tag, und kam mir, der geht nach Hesmen selber mit See, maschen ich mich aus Stolz. Die Achoi ist nahmen lassen, begrüßen. Heiche, die Kind ist hier in Israel. So, was ich sehe, ist, der Psu, ob Achoi ist. So, where they are in der Sime, goi. And in Israel, Israel, so by Stal, Schnitz, Kosher, in Rabbonen. By get and by Shtar Shicho, it's possible now. Because of Mizim Tech, but by Shtar Dush needs kosher. Why? So, we could see how many kosher Dush. Die the Achshav Begit, nine times can come on, did I get the Chizm Zevalize, Mashem Kim Shosh Tokets, Vacho is Namal as a big Dush, Nechad Ikir in Misira Yisroel, we get the Shicho, we got Zvino, we got Zre, we must be Mismach Alayim, we got the Achim, Abu Big Dush, Kim in the Reims, in the Kodesh, we should be Misira, Yam Bethin the Kodesh, Shalas is Shishi Israel, alright, of course, Chachomim will, it seems that Zilu, Chachomim should be Misake, that even though with Reis, she is in Kodesh, that but with Rabbonon she should be Muteres Lavan. Of course, I mean that is not Ilal Das, that's inconceivable. But why couldn't the Chachomim be Misake that Lechumre she should not be considered Mikudeshes? Ligabi the case when another person gave abduction that she should require a get from the other person. So Tesis raises that question. So Tesis says, because that it's not Shkiach that she should be Mikado Mikudeshes Macher. Kim Shesko is Mikudeshes. But we see that the Chachomim did not apply a psul even lechum. In case of Mishtar Dush, that he signed, let's say, by Goy, and lives up in Syria Israel, so even with Rabbonon she is Mikudesh. And she doesn't require new Kudushin. Why couldn't the Chachomim say, true, she's Asur al-Aome, with Reise, she's an Ishishish, but in order that the Mikavish should be allowed to live with her, he has to make new Kudushin. He has to be Mikavish again. Because mit Rabbonon it's possible. So he says, so Rashi explains it, that there is no purpose in being misafidat. In being misafidat. Because in regard to get, there is a purpose in order to prevent the mirsh. But here by Bushin, there is no purpose. But from the point of view of the town of Tesvil Dabdalet, that there is Abba Pishad of Remes, a Lazis game. So that's based upon the Gemara in Shuetz, that's on the doubt. Minai indi deya bechavere ishu gazlan, she also with starif in the Lohoi, abo kishay des emes, she nema nifashay katil chok, so here too, with that zeh, in other words, if the Shtar Dush has, if the Shtar Dush has, eidech sime psulim goyim, but it means something in Syria Israel, so we should pass land because of Echshoshe. Maybe the woman will produce the Shtar Dushin in Bezdin. And Bezdin will give her a psak. You're allowed to live with that husband. You have a Shtar Dushin, you are legally married to him. But even though the Dover is MS, but in Lasseske, so we could say, that this aloha of minayim lidea bechaveira in shehu gazra, she'osom mitzdarif hinei, v'lohoi tenis emes, is deduced from the posik of Vashekat Yochov, applies only when, as a result of the Hagodah, Bezdin will be made tzimomim. Even though it is hidden, because Bezdin will be made tzimomim, that is due to that claimant, but still, Eilaskin, or, let's say, the Phoenician will produce a get that has an Echsim Epsuli, but it happened to be Nimsa between the Messira and the Kshir. So then, Eilaskin, because Bezdin will be giving Psag Din Leheta, Mashainkin, the Phoenician produces a Shtal Dushin, that's an Echsim Epsuli. And the truth is, like Ishmael is Galia, that it happened in Messira, that she is the Kodesh's name. And Bezdin will pass through Leisea, since as a result of that agode, which is emes, but impossible agode, so there will be psak bezdin lechumpe, so mainly that is of Vashekat Yochov does not work. The is of Vashekat Yochov only applies when there will be psak din lekule, or there will be tzas momen, but where the psak din will be lechumpe, and it will be kedin, it will be emes, because she is Kodesh, then there is no is. We could say that, but according to Rashi, we don't have to say that. We can say that when does Rashi say the shtar dushi mizuyet teichis kosher only when the dechsime are sheim zvuki. So the mele the dechsime of dil nosel mismachalai, and without it, that in Rashi's case is not shayach. Because Bezdin will never make such a mistake if he changes the body. But Tanakhama says that it's possible by get Meshtar Shichon because of another Zere. Dil Nose, Limis Mechalaye, Limis Mechalaye, Limis Mechalaye. So Mimele, that will not involve any Isa. So by get, if Dil Nose, Limis Mechalaye, Limis Mechalaye will constitute a terrific Mirchel. The Mirchel soul would be Matir and a Shishish La'alme as a result. But even if that will happen, so no Mirchel will happen. What will happen? I mean, so people will think that this woman, if they will be used as a Messira of Ishtar Bushi, so the Mele, people will think that this woman is Asur al Kulalme, and the truth is that they're not Asur. So the Mele, the Tanakhama was not this. But in Echaname, if, let's say, the Shtar Dushi has Shemi Shemi Mevoki, so then there is the Choshe of Dilmed, maybe Bezdin will rely on it, so it's based upon the Isa from Vashekat Yilchov, so then that will apply to the Mishnah. Alright. Now, next Mishnah. Kol Get, Sheyesha Lovet Kusi Post. Now the Kusim, or the Shemholim, that Sancheiret brought over from other lands and settled them in Eretz Yisrael, and then in order to spare themselves of the attack by the Aroyes, so they will migrate themselves. And the Pasuk says in Melachim, Es Hashem Oyu Yireim Vesaleheim Oyu Evi. So there is a machlikes tanoi as to whether Kusim Gireme say or Kusim Girahoye say. Now we pass in that Kusim Gireme say, so they are Jews, but they are Jews who have their own ideas and their own minhagim. Certain things they do observe, certain things on the Torah they don't observe. So the Mele, and prior to the time of Rabbam and Rabbase, so they are considered as Jews, as Israel and Mulim, but they are shooting on certain things because they are not so of the mitzvahs and they are ignorant. So even eight kusim was, and this Mishnah is reference to the time prior to the takone by Ravam and Ravase, because after the takone, so they have a din of goyim. But prior to the takone of Ravam and Ravase, so the loch is kogichin shor eight kusim possible because he's dichshid ayin sheker, Rashi says. So the Gemara explains, because there is a special Takonis Chachamim בעייתי שיש שחרור, דתנו הייתם חייס ממעוזר בפני זה. נאו, ויץ' כוסי איס חושות, איס פוסלדס, איס חושות, סתם כוסי. But there are certain exceptions, certain kusim chaverim. Kusim chaverim who were zoyon mitzvahs and who didn't lie, I mean, they were fine people. There are certain kusim that were not choshut to be mishakach as v'shal. So the male, since by getish or b'shta shechot, there is aloche, eino yidim cheis me'ozeb b'fnizeh, so if a certain get was signed, one in the kusim, and the other way that he signed is the Yisroel Gomor. Now the Yisroel Gomor obviously signed it in the presence of the Kusi. How would these be signed together with the Kusi if he knew that Kusi is a Kusi amount? Wouldn't be allowed. So Mele, so if he knew that this is a Kusi amount, he wouldn't be allowed to sign. It would involve that Yisroel. מנעים לאחות שידע בחברה שהוא גז להם שאוסו מצטרף ימי ולא ידע למס שנמד מה שכתיר חום. So the Yisroel Gomor who is the co-signer, the co-signatory, so he obviously knew that the second day is a kusi. And still he signed together with the kusi. So he certainly made sure that the co-signatory, the kusi, is not an ordinary kusi who is postulated. But is Ikusi Chomer, who is kosher leides. So Mumele, there is no chash, Mashenki Badash Torres. So we have no such bureau that the Kusi is a Kusi Chomer. Maybe the Kusi is a Kusi Amoretz. So then you ask, how come that the Yisroel Gomor signed together with him? He didn't know that the co-signatory would be Kusi. He thought he signed it first by himself and he didn't know who the co-signatory was. Didn't occur to his mind that the Kusi would be the second say. This is the pshat. Mein se, she viewed the Rambam Bilik from Sanoye, Getisha, or in the Kusi Birch. In the Kusi Posh, which time is Shega. Put me in Moshe, come in Moshe, from Sanoye. Mane Masnis, lo itani kam, 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 Rav Lezer Eitzel, Rav Shimkin Bidika Mitzvez, Rav Shim Gamli Leime, Kol Mitzvez Shel Tikma Kusim, Amudad Bo Yitzam Yisroel. Mah, Ita Nekame. So anything that is written explicitly in the Torah, like Atze, so the Kusim are not Choshuk. So they are didactic. Any Mitzvah that is explicitly spelled out in the Torah, like the Mitzvah of Be'er Tichonatz, you don't have to resort to any Kabbalah. So mainly the Kusim are didactic. So, now Shtores is written. Shtores are written in the Torah. So, in the Mele, Shtores, I mean, in the Get is written, I mean, but other Shtores are written in Yomye. Or, Itan Kami Afu Shol Shtores Nam, Irem Lezer, Afu Getish Nam Eloi, Virem Shim Nam Eloi, Iti Arzik, Afu Shol Shtores Nam. So, according to the Kame, so as long as it's written in Torah Shemichsal, so the Mele, the Kusim are not Choshim. So all Shtores, they are not Choshim Rishat. And according to Reb Lezer, so they are Choshim on anything, even though it's Uzak, because they are very ignorant. And according, so the Migatish should be possible. Rav Shim Gamliel, so he does the Kafu Shoshtar's name. He will have the Abdi Shem. We can tell Rav Shim Gamliel, he does the Lord, the Hazel Lord, we all have a year and a half after the three name. Alom Omar Ablezer, we will see what we are. Hello, so my mistake. By George Torres. By George Torres, not. Even if crossing the soil, so. Because many times it might happen that the person who signs first in point of time, so he puts his name at the bottom of the page, out of amigas, because he thinks maybe an older person, a more senior person, will be the other aide, so it's not respectful that the more senior person should sign beneath the junior person. So out of courtesy, so the one who signs first in point of time might put his signature at the end and leave space for one who is possibly older. So why is it good by tradition? My time, now let's see the Rashi. So two things that I can say. Number one, that you can eat the matzah because he holds all of Pesach. Now all of Pesach, all that we are interested in is, it's not chometz. Whether it was nishtameir, lishim matzah mitzvah or not, is not important. But, according to the Kame, not only can you eat all of Pesach, it can be eaten the first night of Pesach. Because we can take it for granted that not only was it not mischametz, that it was even mixed and baked, lishim matzah mitzvah as well. Because kusim are particular about that. Wo der Mitzvah was in Pesach. Mi shim khiles lalo ani. Shu khay ve khamatz mishtamer. Ki de khsi be'erf te khamatz. Va fu yat ni mod lo yakhmitz. Lo inofi po. Elo ki no mod lo shim mo shim khamatz matz. Di khsi mi shvarte mo shamatz. Vi kusim tkine she tsrikhu mishtamer. Vi shmo. Ve is shim mo because the Torah says explicitly we shvarte mo shamatz. So even the kusim who didn't believe in the Torah shvarte be, but that they were mikam. Rabbi Zerai say, Rabbi Achim Ekon Misa Pesach, Dichaltinu Roshem Amachmi Bchamtzi, Kol Mitzvah Shehazik Bo, Vakol Shofim Mitboresh, Yosef Rav Shinu Yisif Atal Kame, Ah, Mitzvah Shinu Yisif Atal Kame, Yimsu Bebateiro, Yim Erzik Bo, Yisamchim Alay. Now, so when Rashi uses here the Roshem Yisif Atal Kame, it doesn't have the same connotation that the Yisif Atal Kame usually has. Usually the Yisif Atal Kame has the connotation something that is with Rabbah. Like the Hanukkah, something like that. Here, it doesn't mean that something is in Rabbanon. It can be even with Raisa. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Chul has reference to the Dinim of Shchita. Now that's certainly the Raisa. But it's Halacha Mishmei Sinai. They are not explicitly written in the Torah. Not that they have no basis in the Torah at all. There is a possible Mizvah. But they are not explicitly spelled out in Torah Shabbat. They're not explicitly, it's all based upon Halacha Mishmei Sinai. So he calls it the Vesef. In other words, it's like Rashi's, the Rambam Shit, that he calls the Vesef in everything that is deduced from the Midrash HaTorah. So here Rashi uses the Vesef in the same sentence. So it's not the usual connotation of the Vesef. So Hakul Shochti for Joseph Rav Shmuel Simat Anikame, Avmitzi Shil Yudu Seifrin, Iksu Bateiro, Iner Zikubo, Samchim Nalai. Now there is a slight deal in that Rashi. That Gimore spells out, in Chum, that according to Rav Shimon, so a mitzvah that they are Zikubo, even though it's not explicitly written in the Torah, so the Kusim can be relied. But according to Tanakame, if it's not explicitly written in the Torah, Kusim cannot be relied upon. Now the question is, how about the converse? Suppose there is a certain mitzvah that is written explicitly in the Torah, but it's lo yuzuku. Now when we say lo yuzuku, it doesn't mean lo yuzuku, that we know that they violate it. Then of course they cannot be trusted by anybody, even according to Tanakame. So, but kontatkame if a certain mitzvah is explicitly written in the Torah, so then we rely upon kusim without finding out any statistics as to the question as to whether the kusim observe it or not. That's called lo yuzuk. Lo yuzuk means stop, that we have no information, we have no evidence as to the observance of that mitzvah by the kusim. So, the question is this. One thing the Gemara says explicitly, that huziku viloiksive, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so the Atlas word in huziku viloiksive, according to Nekame, they're not to be relied on. The question is, how about ksive viloiksive? So according to Nekame, they are certainly reliable. How about Rav Shimon? So there are two Rishonim in the Ramban, and you'll see Tosfos discusses that here. Two Rishonim in the Ramban Nichum Dav Dalet. So how is it Mashma? So there is one Rishon. The first Rishon in the Ramban is that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so either one is enough to make the kusim trustworthy. Who's a good boy? Ksive or ksive boy? According to the second Moshe Rabbanichum, so according to the to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only who's a good is sufficient to make the kusim trustworthy, even though it's ksive. But ksive and boy who's a good does not make the kusim trustworthy, reliable. Now it's much so that two things. Now this shita is that it is soft. In the Gemara, whether according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, ksive v'lo yehuziku makes the kusim reliable, but from how is it mashma from Rashi's Roshon? Rashi says yes, but komitzu shelzikbo ubehakol shochtim miforesh yosher Rav Shimon lo yisite atanikame af mitzu shemisefri veyuksu b'teirot imelzikbo something reliable. So the Roshon of Rashi is yosher Rav Shimon lo yisite atanikame to add atanikame. In other words, whatever the Tanakhama says, Rav Shimon also agrees. We could. What does the Tanakhama say? We could. That Ksiva Vilayazikebo is reliable. So Kusim are reliable. And since Rashi says that Rav Shimon is made by Tanakhama, so that implies that according to Rav Shimon, two things make the Kusim reliable. Either Ksiva Vilayazikebo, so that's according to everybody, Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and then he's more making that even Azikebo like Ksiva is also reliable. Whereas according to Tanakame, only Ksiva Vilayazikebo makes them reliable. But Azikebo like Ksiva now, that's how it's much, like the first question in Ramban. Because Rashi Mutter Loshin, the Ose, Rav Shimon will see them. Oh. Then he says, אבל שוש לא נסנעם דהור לחשיד אידי ארז את ביל חזיקים שטורס וכי דארז את מהור איתו לשחרור ואז עם הור בשוש שטורס יוחר מה יהיה יבוא לאחשר מגיד לו אחת קוסי במסניס את קוסי אחת קוסי אחת נסחרו למחש אבל קבע את קוסי מהוי וכשיר עוד גדי שור so אבל ידע את קוסי דובר לא יבוא כשיר איזה במחשיד ביתיים יוחשר קוסי כמחוסי נסחרו למחשיד קוסי תחס קוסי מי לאו קוסי חודר אבי להבי הישראל מח דומי קוסי מקמם מי אוכל שוש דורס נעמי כי חוס על ישראל ופסי כליך ש אלו על כל חוכתי ממאי להבי בשוש דורס וחזק הסחוב על די עד גם איזו דאמרי לה הישראל רח ושבי כמה ניקושי מי שרו עשי לסי ישראל ראה חוס עם ישראל יצקים ממנו והקוס וכשחוס על ישראל זה תחילו יסוב או שיחתם בלשתה אימי יכול מישראל להסכים לביך החוס המתחת זה השטר ואמר ובו בערך דבר חוסה חוסים ומאים ממנו אוכל נמדתי שונאי מרב חשובה זה יש לי מרס מסניס לי מחשב גדו פוס בשור שטורס השמין די דאגת יחיץ מוזם לפני זה פילק הכוח ישראל זה רואה זה חוס חיצים ומאי לו ויהוא חוס למטו כתוסי פייה בין בניס פרסנס he wouldn't have been allowed to sign ויהוא עד יחוד אמור להחצים כמי אבל אני שור שטורס חיץ מזה שור מפני זה Du Kapitel Mech, als ich so in sehr großem Rischen, wie Tach ist ein Star, wie schon der Kraft von meinem Koscher ist, wo du Jota, als ich achte, das Akkus in meinem Mann, mein Teime, und weil wo der Chomp ist, sag ich, der bei dir, in der Eben Chinsen, in der Selbe Krise, und mein Teime, und Rabon, ich achte, das ist schon, das ist sehr, 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 die bequeme Taille, wo ich habe in Gitter und Woche, das ist der Das auf der Bad. Wie viel hoch dick nur, auf die Leiche nur immer kommen, die Kollegen in den Botzen, bis ich das sehe, so rasch explain it. In view of the fact that in one particular situation, where he says, Kuchen kissen und get lichten. So, echo case, wie kommen kissen, and in such a case, it was necessary that they should all sign, because if one will not sign, so then the get is not a get. So maybe because of that, the Chachomim are saying that even if he didn't say Kulchem Kislu, so there should be a aloche of an inuches min elazemitism. That is. Now, good. Omer Ablaze, wo ich schiebe, wenn ich auch gut gewahrt, mein Kommaschen und die Jone, kommt jetzt hier, gut sie posto, ich mach's nicht nach am Minis, ich mach's nicht, ich mach's nicht nach am Futrinam, weiter, ich hab mich mit die Stores, weiter, ich hab mich mit die Stores, aber ich hab mich mit die Kommaschen, so ich mach's die Kasche und drei Oin, wo ich dann am meisten in Lilf, nach am Lilf, war auf so neue, Getisho, Veroyo, Eido, Felikusi, wie ich schiebe, am Rabbi, Tone Eidoi, not Eido, but Eidoi, Roshio, Robo Marleibom Trey, the Rav Namliel Miflat Polik. He spoke at Tanekame. Tanekame agrees with the view of Rav Lezer. But Rav Namliel agrees with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Namliel, for Hasulam Echzerot, the Rav Namliel Machshir Mishnai, who might say Nami Shibir, the Rav Namliel, because no one can teach him this Rachshir, because Rav Namliel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Kol Mitzvah Shel Zik Bekuzim Harden and Dank Kweetz Am Yisrael. And it's a Zik Bui Lol Shtores. So the Mele, it's certainly a Zik Bui Get. All right. It's not necessary to discuss whether it's a Zik Bui Lol Shtores. But it's certainly a Zik Bui Get. So the Mele, since it's a Zik Bui Get, so even if both are saying, when do we say only if one according to the blessing, that we don't rely on the Zik Bui? Because out of ignorance they are choshut to misrepresent the truth. So maybe only if one kusi is signed by get, so we have a raya that kusi is not a stam kusi, it is a kusi chov. Mashenke the kom trafshin gamliel. So if out of kusi, so they're not shuni. And by get, they certainly it's out. Alright. Now let's see the thesis. Matas kusi guteres, vintina, halegos wal pito, kidamino fiche gableze, lefisho in batle miyam isamig de mime ezre, vikoton de hosam kama marableze, kolo echo pas kusi, kile echo psal hazi. I was once in a certain mismetresh, and the rabbi of that mismetresh had a blad gemore, and he was learning with the balabati, so he said, kolo echo pas kusi, kile echo psal hazi, because the kusim use lard. In when they bake the pas, that's not a pshat. That's a special takona. Kol eichob saskusi, kol eichob sachazim. Vitanya namu kerekam lechum. Gabimim gidi paskusi. So the question is, so down the question, even if we don't consider the question whether they are reliable, not reliable, how can we eat the paskusi, matzaskusi, pas? Paskusi is also paskusi, not on the basis of Ke'akum Chodvov. On the contrary, prior to the Takone of Rabbam and Ravase, they did not have a deal of Ke'akum Chodvov. But there was a special Takone, B'mei Ezra, that their pas should be also. We should mark him with some English, B'mei Ezra, Keton Roseon, Mikanom Rablez, I call it Paskusi, Kom Tzahazir, Tanim Parikam Lechum, Kamimine, Piti Paskusi. So it's used as a motion that the pas of a mean of Ikuma Lava Nizome is like the Pasmikusi. The implication being that Pasmikusi is also. So why is the Matzuskusi in Paris? Vimeramitam, the Maire, Visas Israel, she also Kusi Matzomimeno. So when did the Israelsa Pasmikusi only if it is the past was the past kusi. But if the kusi was just the baker, the mixer, and the past was the past of his oil, so then Ezra didn't ask. The kusim, they interpret the divos mirshal kipshutei literally. In other words, when a blind man walks, you're not allowed to put his stumbling block for him. Of course, that also comes within the levels of nature, according to the Rosh Balpe. But according to Rosh Balpe, so not only that comes within the levels of nature, any mirshul comes within the levels of nature. But according to the Kusim's interpretation, only stumbling block in the way of the blind person. So mainly according to the Kusim, so there is nothing wrong in being machshel another person with an avere. So how can we rely on the fact that the kusi baked it, but the kusi himself wouldn't eat it, but he doesn't mind being machshel a Jew? So anyway, we see from this thesis that when a person, let's say, misrepresents the contents of a certain object that have to be used in the mitzvah. So even though no one is able to realize as a result of that misleading wrong information, so it's able to, in other words, if somebody will sell a telescope that has possible thesis, and he will sell it with a kosher telescope, so he'll be able to leave. That we see from these thesis. Even though he is not given that somebody should be there and is a bit dying. But through the wrong information, he brings about a bit la mitzvah by another person. So he's also able to leave. That we see from these thesis. V'yeshleimak again the common. Then we could see matzah acheret. She yuchalot is boi nechivose. K'nimash ma'berishchum. So the Gemara says there, buyer, I mean that's a price that the kusi, before the takot by Rabban and Rabbasi. So if the kusi was sheichei, so if Israel was eating in Nichnas, and Yakabo was eating in Nichnas, so then he can eat from it, and he doesn't have to test the kusi. But suppose no Israel was in Yakabo, no Israel was eating in Nichnas, and he wants to know whether the kusi was sheichei that properly or not, and the kusi do not hesitate to be machshel somebody else. They themselves wouldn't even evade it, but they do not hesitate to be machshel somebody else. So in order to be allowed to eat from the shechita of the kusi, all he has to do is to give the kusi to taste, and if the kusi tastes, so it's a raya that he was shechita properly. Because if he hadn't been shechita properly, he wouldn't have tasted it. The other blades in the Rose, Zuab Zukotone, Vashmina Dikim, Vishimo Shimatze. Now, I mentioned that the Ramban Chum, Tabdalet, has two shades. The first question of the Ramban is that in regard to Ksiva Royal Zekibet, there is no Machlekes. So both Tanakame and Rashim Gamliel agree that the Kusim are reliable, and the Machlekes between Tanakame and Rashim Gamliel is in regard to the case of Arzik Beloi Ksivas. According to Mekame, only Ksivas Beloi Arzik they are reliable. But Arzik Beloi Ksivas are not reliable. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, not only are they reliable in the case of Ksivas Beloi Arzik, but even in the case of Arzik Beloi Ksivas. The second motion of the Ramban is, no, that each one is a Machmir and each one is a Meir. According to Mekame, the only thing that we can make ill is in the case of Ksivas Beloi Arzik, but in the case of Arzik Beloi Ksivas, we cannot be make ill. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the reverse. The only case in which we can make ill is Azik Lexive, but Xive will Azik, we cannot make ill. Now, they should discuss this question. Itali Kamat Mishosh Torres Rame. Ima Gini Mash, Itali Kamat Mahal Xive Rechude, Aval Gab Le Azik, Le Koma, Itali Kamat, Ide Azik. The Gimor only says, Idiazik in connection with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But in connection to Tanakhami, the Gemara doesn't say Idiazik. So in other words, in connection to Tanakhami, it doesn't matter. It's not important whether Arzik or not Arzik. The important question is, Sin or Lixi. Can you come back Rav Shimon Gamliel? In Kibushit Lashaz, the Matze, Loi Arzik. Perish, and Yodua, I Arzik. The Matze, Sin of Arzik, Minol, Lishaz, the Ksud, the Chudem, Hayim, Tanakhami. Now we see from the Rosh, from the Gemara, that in regard to the Nekamek, whether it's Arzik or not Arzik is not important. The only thing that is important is whether it's Ksiv. So the Mele, how do the Gemara know that according to Nekamek, the only important thing is Ksiv? Maybe according to Nekamek, the important thing is Arzik. The answer is because Nekamek mentions a specific example. What example does he mention? Matzik. So obviously, Matzeh is loyal. What do you mean loyal? In other words, Tam. We have no definite information. There is no definite information as to whether they scrupulously observe the mitzvah of Matzeh or not. So, and still Tanakhama says that they are reliable, so it's a riot that Ksive, even though it's loyal, in Yodua, in Vishan and Glory. So they are alive. We keep sure the shadow matter out, because if they are out, the matzik see the house. Because if matzik had been an example of something where we know that the kusim are very scrupulous about it, so maybe how could the more deduce that the Gorn Tanakhama see by itself without Tarazik is not? After all that Tanakhama tells us is that by matzik they are alive. So obviously, Matzah itself is loyalty. You know, Shalik Sulu Chud Matzah Tanekame Chim Ashim Tanekame Chud. The Mikore Mitzvah Tanekame Bixiv El Loyal. Tanekame Mahanyo, Shim Gabni Loy Mahanyo. U Porich Haiko Mitzvah Shel Ziku Bo. Im Er Ziku Bo Mibore. Mashma, De Lo Yidia Lo Ninar Ziku Bo. Midikoma, Im Har Ziku Bo Mibore. In other words, because the more is, so Rav Shim Gamliel should say, Kol Mitzvah Shel, instead, of Kol Mitzvah Shel Zikubo, Kol Mitzvah Yim Er Zikubo. So in other words, so then they would be emphasizing, in regard to Matzah Skusi, it all depends whether it's Arzik or not Arzik. So first we have to find out, we have to investigate. So it's Mashma. Mashma, do we deal only Arzikbo? We call Mari Arzikbo. Since the Gemara is, that Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Roshim, Kol Mitzvahim Er Zikubo. And Tanakhama discusses what? He discusses Matzah. And still Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Roshim Yim Er Zikubo. So that implies that Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's Lo Yidia, whether the Kusim observe Matzah. Mashma Yadil Er Zikubo. Nikom Er Zikubo Boel. Vikoshe, Vomai Yosh Kosim. The Er Zikubo Iksivik Renai, Tanakhama Lo Yimahama. Rav Shimon Gamliel it's we also in Neymar the Mahane Minol Eidol Mahane the Tanekame Kim Niksil Lechu the Mahane Aval Gav the Mahane Rav Shimon Gamliel Kim Mash Mahoche Kol Shkim the Mahane Chazot Lechu the Te Adif the Mahane Aval Shimon Gamliel Vidir Hat Neymar Aval Gav the Mutz the Tanekame Nechi Aval Mahane Chazot Lechu the Vikom O Kim Nishli Dai the Rav Shimon Gamliel the also it's we Chazot Lechu the Michwal Tanekame Lechu. So this is Kashi is So how do we know that Arzik without Ksive is not effective according to Amikami? So Amikami could say, since we see that Amikami is more maker, we see that Amikami is more maker than Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because in the case of Ksive v'loy Arzik, so even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is machmir, Amikami is maker, so why couldn't we say in the case of the Ksive, where the Tanakhama, the Machmir is making. So, Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly is making. So, how do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksive v'lo Yarzik, they are not to be relied upon? Literally, the Maskone also, Matze, Ksive v'erzik, according to Maskone, so Matze is both, Ksive v'erzik, ואשתי יש לי חיים תנקם בדיוק את אחד אותו לחוד אל מעני ודיקון למעצה Die Gesiebe wahnsinnig. Die Chazokele Chode meine, haben mich als Schritte, die Leike der Chazokele Chode. Why does the Tarekame Mensch Matze? And Matze is both. Gesiebe bei Arzik. Why do the Mensch in Mitzwe, that the Gesiebe and Arzik? Gesiebe Arzik. Da haben mich als Schritte, ich habe Tarekame Schitte erbringt. That Arzik itself is enough. So you should have mentioned the Mitzwe like Schritte, that is Arzik beloi Gesiebe. Why do the Mensch in Dafke in Mitzwe, that is both Gesiebe and Arzik? Was ist das hinter der Kamen? Und ich habe auch eine Ahnung, das macht sich sogar alles. Ich habe auch eine Ahnung, aber nicht geschrieben, ich habe auch eine Ahnung. Wie in dem Fall, wenn ich keine Ahnung, wenn ich eine Ahnung habe, hinter der Kamen, geben die Matze Xive Barzeit. So how do we know, dass ich eine Ahnung habe, ist man, wie ich schon immer, wie vorhin, wie hätte ich eine Diskussion mit der Rest. Hoi und wer sich wo? Mach nur habe da nicht. Ich glaube, ich sage, hoi und wer sich wo? In the time of the Tarekame, because it's both. So then he should say, and it's true that Matze is both. Xive Barzeit. So then he should emphasize, Matze Susi Mitores, Hoyu Versitabo. And he doesn't say Hoyu Versitabo. So it's Mashma that Matze Susi is Mitores, even without recourse to the fact that it's Versitabo, in Matze. Why? Because of Xiv. Mashma, time should be Xiv, she time I do a whole relation with it. Vim Tema, Kibim Tradekan, the Chazoko, the Kudiloi Manye, nowadays approaches it from the other way. Kim tane kam hat auf der khudo maani und ich sehe khudo maani der schon dann wir vor jahren sehen die um sie war die ke die man auf der tane kam wie kommst du die waren oder schon dann wir so how do we know that sie noch khud in so in hand der schon dann wir in other words takes us he saying here the cash like the second motion to come back because the first motion to come back says in the name a contraption dann wir both times man Who's like Lechudi is Mahanye without Ksive? And Ksive Lechudi is Mahanye without Ozek. Because that goes without saying that Ksive Lechudi is Mahanye. The Shaila is about who's like Lechudi. But so we see that Tetzves here on the Kashe assumes not like the first Lashon Ramban, but like the second Lashon Ramban. In other words, that the Machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon is in two cases. In Ksive Lechudi and Narzik Lechudi. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only thing that is Mehane is Arzik, and according to Tanakame, the only thing that is Mehane is Ksiv. When Gemara says Arzik Ksiv Kirnaye, why doesn't now according to the second motion, the Ramban, as they assume the Kashe, why doesn't Gemara that according to the second version, Ramban, so there is a machlokes in two situations. So then the Gemara should say, not Arzeg Luxive Yikivnaye, but Arzeg Luxive Nami Yikivnaye. Not only are the Chemik in regard to Xive Arzeg, but Arzeg Luxive also the Chemik. Nami. Yikivnaye. The Mikoma, Nami, Mashma Xive Yikivnaye, the Mikulao, like the first version of Ramban. So this Shita is that it's a sophic in the Gemara. The Chachmi Ashas themselves had a sophic as to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek on the Tanekame in the case of Ksive Le'azik. The Yishlema Sabu Ashas, if Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanekame Ksive Le'azik, Mekoma Komisiyon Tzuvo, O Shel Zikvo, Ava Gav Dikla Mima Mekol Shishvanu, Tor Tanekame Ksive Ma'ani, Lo Yichazok, Loch nesat kol ashas, lo bshim gam liyo dri eksilim chazoke, lo pire behed, loch likom ahoso maaz eksilim nami kibnaye, because the chachmi ashas themselves are disofik, as to whether bshim gam liyo holds that ksilim liyazik is man. Mishum ksilim liyazik is sat kol ipol bshim gam liyo kibnash. So we have three shittes of shayim. We have the first question, Ramban Chum Dav Dalet, that by ksilim liyazik there is no machlekes, everybody when I say everybody, I mean Tanekam Shem Gamliel, of course, according to Rav Lezer, that is one man. So everybody Tanekam Shem Gamliel made that it is Mahane. And the Machlekes is by Arzim Dilksive. So according to Tanekam, it's one man, according to Shem Gamliel, it's Mahane. There's the first version. The second version, Ramban says, Bibriles, that there is a Machlekes between Tanekam Shem Gamliel in two cases. First of all, there is a machlekes with Tanakam of Shem Gamliel on the case of Ksivu Le'azik, a kom Tanakam is Mahane, kom Shem Gamliel loy Mahane. Secondly, there is a machlekes with Tanakam of Shem Gamliel in the case of Arzik Le'ksive, kom Shem Gamliel is Mahane, a kom Tanakam is loy Mahane. And then there is the third jitter of Tetzves, that that there is definitely machleket in Tarkanu Shin Gamliel in the case of Baal Shem Metzirin, according to Shin Gamliel Metzirin Hanek on Tarkanu Shoyman. But then, in the case of Ksivir Lealazik, so Tarkanu certainly holds that it's Mahanek. As to whether Shin Gamliel holds that Ksivir Lealazik in Hanek Lehman is a Sophic in Chachmashas, in Sophic in Lehman. You are because you hold the Abbe Lehavimach, the Lehman. Now again, here Tesis uses Rosh Niskayim for the second time that Tesis uses the Rosh of Niskayim. First it was used, that expression was used at Tes on the base, Tesis the Masking Kaim the Cholok. So Tesis says, so it doesn't mean Liskayim, there cannot be any Kim Shtoris. The requirement of Kim Shtoris is only the Rabbon. He means Liskayim, the Chesmov, it cannot be verified. In other words, we don't have a real Avis. And here too, when he says, Im Kinkul Shtoris, Liskayim, Apun, Echad Yisrael, he doesn't have the connotation of Kim Shtoris. He means the whole Shtar is not attested by Duanim, it's attested by one aid. Because a Kusis Amhoret, a kusi stam is a kusi amoret. A kusi amoret is possible. We get issue. Only a kusi chover. How do we know that there is a kusi chover? Because otherwise the co-signatory in Yisrael Gomor wouldn't have signed it. So whose testimony do we have? We have the testimony of the kusi of the Yisrael Gomor. So it's a midacho. They mean gain kush dom is kind of pumid the chad, the chosmim say, Yishleima, they mean more kush. So Tesis says that midraise there is no psuk. So in other words, there is a chiddush in Tesis. That even according to Rabbi Elazar who says, that livshinkin mitzvahs. So one could say that according to Rabbi Elazar they are choshev midraise and I'm always out of ignorance. So we see from this Tesis no that midraise Rabbi Elazar is made. That the whole apoch has in the case of Ksive Be'alzik, where it's huziku to be scrupulous, so midraise is not choshev because it's anzik. We know that they are particular. But why does Rabbi say they are choshev? Because of ignorance. So mele, that means sometimes a person can misrepresent the facts because of ignorance. But that's an unusual situation. Because if they are particular and they are very much aware of the issue of any sheker in the shta in the gate. So how can they be choshut of lying? They are very particular, they are very scrupulous in regard to the observance of the love of the son of Yerachoicha. So why are we changed? Because when a person is completely ignorant, he can do any avail. But that's not something that is shkia. It's a shkia. Because, let's say, if a person is very observant, very particular about mitzvahs, but if he's very ignorant, then he can do something that in his mind does not come within the line of the Torah. But out of it comes, for example, let's say, if a person is particular about the law of the son of the Racho Eichoker, so, can he be accused, can he be suspected of lying, I mean, in an open way, bebezen or no, he couldn't. But there are certain things that, with the common sense, it doesn't even constitute edishat. For example, the Gemara says in Ksuves, that if Edim who are signed on Shtar come to Bezen and they say, Ksav Yodeinu say, Abu Shtaramonet. What it means, Shtaramonet? Shtaramonet means that the Baal Ashtar told them to sign that Shtar, that Ruvein, let's say Ruvein, is the alleged levy of $1,000 from Shimon. And he told them to sign that Shtar to say that he borrowed $1,000, $10,000, $10,000, that from Shimon, because And he told him to sign it, and he said, yeah, he didn't sign it. But he's going to give that shtar to Shimon anyway. Why? Because he has this, an ulterior motive. He wants to appear as a very poor man who is poor. After all, if he's very poor, so his creditors, let's say, if he has many creditors, and the creditors don't let him live. So Mamele, if he has such a shtar, so we'll get rid of them. So that's the Ramah. From the point of view of common sense, is there anything wrong in signing such a shtar? He didn't lie. I mean, he just cooperated with Reuven. I mean, it was done with the consent of Reuven and Shimon, everybody. What's wrong with that? He's a nice person. So, but al-Pidin, if he didn't come and say, shtar ksagdeinu ze, avon shtar amoneu, shtar pasimu. So even though they did it, you know, with the consent of Reuven and Shimon, but we say, why? Because if Edim affixed their signatures to a shtar that says there was a halvoy, when they know there was no halvoy, that he doesn't intend to make an halvoy, and it's just a fraud, it's a show, it's a subterfuge. So they are even allowed of the Sander Achel. But from the, so if somebody knows Dinim, and he's motivated by the halvoy, so then he's not going to do it. But if he's amoret, he doesn't know anything. And so even though he's very conscientious about the issue of his amrachel checker, but he's likely to be made checker, to affix his name to it. So the Mele, that's the reason as to why Rebbe Lezer says that limkim dike mitzvahs. So it means, even if it's hosing, even in a mitzvah that is hosing, we cannot trust them, because out of ignorance, They are choshev, not that with bad intentions, with good intentions they are choshev to do something. Let's say they are hosing to observe the Issa of Chometz, and they'll spend all the money in the world not to behave on the Issa of Chometz. But since they are maratzim, they are ignorant, it can be machmitz, and they will not even know that it's Chometz. So since it's hosing, and because of ignorance, they are choshev, so the Mele, midraise, they are not choshev. Because to do something that is also out of ignorance, when it's particular, is a milsen loishchik. So in other words, midraise, so we can rely on law, that if a person is particular about a certain iser, about the iser of the Sanhedrin, the Rachoy Chekeah, and he's ready, you know, to bring his sacrifice, not to believe in the Issa of Shekhar. Even though he's very ignorant, and sometimes, while he's so mixed up, he can believe every Issa of the Torah out of ignorance. But it's not a Mitzvah Shekhar. It's a Mitzvah Shekhar for someone who just doesn't care for the Issa. But someone who is makbid on the Issa, but he's ignorant, so it's a Mitzvah Shekhar. So maybe with the Raisa is not a Choshev. But with the Rabbon is a Choshev. Unless he's a kusi chobea, so then even the rabbon is not a choshev. This is what Teisa says. So Teisa says the kashe. So since according to Rav Lezer, every kusi, stam kusi, is choshev. So Mimele, how do we know that he's not choshev? Because the co-signatory is Yisrael Gomor. So it's attested by one aid. So he says no. Midrash says according to Rav Lezer, he is not choshev. Because Rebbe Lezer is only chesed then because of ignorance. So that's illusory shlicha that someone should be there. Let's say, should be machmitz b'yiseh because he's ignorant. It's illusory shlicha. But with Rabbonim is choshev. With Rabbonim is choshev. So Mele, since it's only the Rabbonim, so Mele, even though it's verified by the testimony of the Yisrael Gomor, so it's enough. Rabbi Omar, Leilom Treil, the day that has it all, that has it all. Now let's see what the Rashi says. We say Tash.
Thank you.
Pogamim, two Rashbos. Pogamim, Leon Rebles, or he was in his soil of salt. Epshari for age, that he will be loyal as a common. The question is, when the Gemara applies the Mishnah, we need a blessing. So do, what is the Gemara, how does the Gemara apply the Mishnah? Does the Gemara apply the Mishnah to a case where it's established that that the Kusim are particular about Eidi Sheker in a get? Or, according to the blessing, it doesn't make any difference, because since they are ignorant, so it doesn't make any difference. They are particular, not particular. We don't even know what to be particular about. Actually, for me, that people will have to come. The Lord of the Lord must be now they will have to come. They've been cackled and cackled with them in the midst of Israel. We hold a time machine of Hochem, she will do, she shall be soil there, she can make love, she will cause a hobbit, or me down the key is soil with the machine. That's one notion. The Efton of the forest, the Daphne with ours, the good master of the Zera, Kim the Kulars, the door, the Paslan, she did Kim, the Duke, the Duke, the Hazok, the Zude, the Israel Magdim, the Mosi Saturday, the Samchinale, the Ein Name Domer of the Zera, the Price, the Ein Name, the other place of the Price, the Koe, the place of the Price, the Daz, the Komai, the Impostle, the Mishim, the Duke, the Mitz, she became there, Abu Lars, the Kulal, Kulahai, the Samchina, Hazok, the Zoo. She is a mamzik in mitzvah on the Nagikor. Vizem Mireika, that people do loyalzik, a man who pick up Shin Gabriel, or he is a name of a look at the Zer, that will have Shin Gabriel, should an Amma for Gabnazik, my time. So he mentions a very good right. If we were to assume that when the more applies it only to the Blazer, applies the Mishnah to the Blazer, so it means even loyalzik, but since there is another co-signatory, it is Yisroel Gomor. So we rely on Yisroel Gomor. So why does the Gemara have to apply the Mishnah to the Rav Lezer? The Gemara could apply the Mishnah to the Rav Shimamir too. And it's Loy Arzik. So if it's been Arzik, so then we, so even two Eidim would be alright. But it's Loy Arzik. But in case where one Eid is Yisroel Gomor, so then we rely on Yisroel Gomor. That this, the Kursi, the co-signatory, is the Kursi Chover. Why does the Gemara have to apply it only on the Rebbezah? Vizel ha-neimah ha-lech ha-lezah, nafilu ha-shem li-lit la-shem ha-mah la-azik, my time, dilo nikuz chod le-mach ha-kameh, m'lidei zishol zeh nischa sh-ha-kusi, elo vaday bi da-az, da-az ikonah, v'hai mo nimos l-muk mikrav shem ha-mri, elo vizel l-muk mikrav lezah. Umi ha-shlo ha-sik mi-chul, dosu noch mi-murim, v'atil ha-achti mikamer yisroi ma-shol, because they have been a going to it. Then, hoda ha-mil li-il, il ha-bikuzi chobel, והרבה מחתם את המאי, היקשי בקייסבס, אם כן נמצא גד זה מסקאי עם כל על פי דחות, זה ישראל, דעתו מסמכים לו. ותיר אצלי זה על ניקוס עם דרעי זה כושר, דגי רמז לי, אל דחוש לנו חכומי, ובחירור ופסלו, תסמכו החזוק הזו. והוא יגיר לי תארית, לפי מה שפרשת במאי לו, ואיך שרב לזר ובדר זה, דהוך אלו ידסו, דורקו לכוסו יעשו כמר זיקינו, ביהו, אלו בחושו, אלו בשם קים בגן מצווה, יחיו לישראל זה מחתימי, מכמי, גלוי מוצא, דהי מדג לקו, וגלוי מוצא בעל משאפה דומה, פתאום אלה היא דמינו בלבונס, והשתמדו נהדה בנטלניה אחוי, דמיס למין אבוינו, להסיק את מנדון הגלוי מוצא בעל מוצא, ואפילו שבאתו קורם להם, תגמור את דרד מנשן דהלוכה, that, let's say, לגבי him, לגבי חריצי, so, who has to be me? I'll be the brother of the deceased. Of the deceased. Oh, he has to give chutz. Suppose we don't know. Let's say, Reuven died. Reuven died and he didn't leave any children. And then, Anidechot comes and says, Shimon is his brother. We don't know that Shimon is his brother. Let's say from another city. We don't know. Shimon is his brother. Idacha tells us. And Nisha tells us. The Korah tells us. And so the Gemara says that we can rely on the testimony of a certain, I mean, Idacha, even if she's a Nisha,